This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Just the Rav Shlita. The Rav is a big chacham. How do we know? Gemara says, Dara chachamim adaber b'lashon guzma. Chachamim exaggerate. So the Rav wanted me to speak about the subject of Yisrael asher b'cha esbar. What does it mean to be a Yid that the Ribbono Shel Olam is proud of, that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes pride in? Somebody who's an ambassador for Torah, for values. I really had no interest in speaking about that, and I'm not. But I think, what I will say is, if you're looking for someone who is an example of Yisrael Hashem B'cha Esbar, look no further than our Rav, who I know only through telephone conversation and messaging, and afal pi she'enei kedai, the midos toivos and the hachna and the kavod that the Rav accords to Ani HaKatan, so I am confident that these midos toivos is a shining example of what it means Yisrael Asher B'cha Esbar, and I wish the Rav and the Rebbetzin and his whole mishpacha many gezunta yaron here in the Kehila, to lead the Kehila al Taras HaKodesh, lahagdil Torah uladira. Okay, Marv Rabbi, say every Masai Shabbos we begin Havdalah, we say a pasuk from Megillas Esther. La Yehudim haisa oira v'simcha v'sasayin v'kar. Why in the world are we mentioning Megillas Esther every single Matzai Shabbos? It's not Purim, it's Matzai Shabbos. Why mention La Yehudim haisa oira v'simcha v'sasayin v'kar? Furthermore, and I'll tell you the truth, I just started doing this. I forgot about a Sifin Shulchan Aruch. Mechaber says that when you make Havdalah, you put in the Besamim Hadasim. The Rama says, no, you're not mechuyev to put in Hadasim. You can't make a bracha only on Hadasim because the Hadasim, they don't really smell that strong. It's Yavish. But Lamaisa says the Rama, it's certainly better also to put Hadasim in the Besamim. Why? So if you look in the Beis Yosef, the Beis Yosef says, look, Al Pi Kabbalah, you need to have Hadasim in the Besamim. And there's even a remez to this in the Psukim. Tachas hanatzot, yale hadas, and v'samach le shomer Shabbos mechalalai. So juxtaposed to Shmira Shabbos is the concept of hadasim. Therefore, says the Beis Yosef, one should place hadasim in the besamim. So I did it. Why not? Nothing wrong with being mekayim a halacha. Even if it's not a school, it's still a good thing to do. Halacha is also good. So for the first time, last Matzoi Shabbos, I put Hadasim in the Besamim. But more than that, I took all the Hadasim down from on top of the Arayin. What are they doing on top of the Arayin? I may put them on silver foil, and I gave them out for people to be Mekayim. A halacha doesn't sell that well, but halacha is halacha. And then I saw Chassam Sofer. And the Chassam Sofer says, you know, L'charchila, the Nera of Havdalah should be in Avuka. Says Chassam Sofer, in my opinion, the two Neros of Havdalah are Mordechai and Esther. Now, so what's going on? The whole Havdalah is basically reliving Purim. La'ihudim ha'isa oira v'simcha v'sasam ikar. Hadasim, you know, that pasuk that the Beis Yosef uses as the source to put Hadasim in the Besamim, the Gemara in Masechta Megillah and Yudam and Beis Darshins, regarding the Purim story, Tachas Hanatzutz Haman Yale Beroish Mordechai V'Sachas HaSirpad Vashti Yale Hadas Esther. So every Matzai Shabbos, instead of remembering Shabbos, after all, Havdalah is a kiyum of the pasuk Zachar Siyam Shabbos Lekadshoi. No, Shabbos Purim Agans Yor Purim La Yehudim Hoysa Oyra V'Simcha V'Sasam Ikar. Hadasim in the Besamim, the two Neirois are Mordechai and Esther. The whole year is Purim. So it's very interesting. If you look in the first Ramah in Shulchan Aruch, and I tell you a side, Stam, it's a Pella. The first Ramah in Shulchan Aruch, it says Hagah. He says a few words. And then he says Hagah. Well, open up. Every Shulchan Aruch, it says Hagah two times. In the same Haggah. What's the pshat? Now, what is the first comment of the Rama in Shulchan Aruch? The first comment of the Rama is, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid. Fine. What's the last comment of the Rama in Aruch Hayim? Hagah V'Lev Toiv Mishneh Tamid. Says the Chidah in the Birkei Yosef, Tamid, Tamid, two Tamidim. We know there are two Tamidim every day. Tamid Shal Shachar, Tamid Shal Bein Arabayim. Says the Chidah, the two Tamidim go together. If you want Lev Toiv Mishneh Tamid, if you want to be happy, if you want to have Simchas Achayim, if you want to have a good heart, always rejoicing, if you want the Tamid of a Lev Toiv Mishneh, be Mekayim the Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Tamid. If you're Mekayim Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Tamid, you'll be Zoicha to the Lev Toiv Mishneh Tamid. If you're Mekayim the first Rama in Shulchan Aruch, you'll be Zoicha to be Mekayim the last Rama in Shulchan Aruch. So the Svarim point out, the Rama says Hagah, Gematria 13. Hagah, Gematria 13. That's the Yud Kei Vav Kei, as a Kiyom of Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Tamid. That's how he begins his Sefer. But let's talk about the two Tamidim. Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid and the Tamid of the Lev Toiv Mishneh Tamid. The Gemara says in Masechta Tainis, Omar, Rav Yehuda, Brei, Derev Shmuel, Bar Shilas, Mishmei Derav. Kishem Shemishenechnas Av, Mematin Besimcha, Kach Mishenichnas Adar Marbe Besimcha. Everybody knows that. When the month of Adar comes in, we're Marbe Besimcha. Great. Wonderful. Everybody knows that. By the way, when does it start? No, I don't want anyone to be too machmer and to start it too early. You know, so when officially are you supposed to be happy? Not a minute too soon. So the Ger Rebbe says, Mishenichnas Adar. Mishenichnas Adar is already from Shabbos Mevarchim. That's the Shabbos. So don't worry, you don't have to do anything yet. You have a week to go. You could still frown it for another week. Mishenichnas Adar from Rosh Chodesh benching. But if you want to really api chasidus, we know the kedusha of the upcoming Shabbos already begins from the beginning of the week. So already now, I'm sorry to have to tell you, already now from Matzoi Shabbos Chodesh, tonight begins the seeds of Mishenichnas Adar Marbim Besimcha. What I would like to examine is, who's the Baal HaMemra? Amar, Rav Yehuda, Brei, the Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas. And what happened before him? You know, before him, what, everybody went around miserable the whole year? And he came, by the way, I have a chiddush to tell you. Amar, Rav Yehuda, Brei, the Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas, Mishmeder. Why him? Who is he? Why was he the one who brought to Klal Yisrael the chiddush of Mishenichnas Adar Marvin Besimcha? Yehuda, Brei the Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas. What kind of name is Shilas? Shilas. Kidding me? At his bris, what's his name? Shilas. Okay, whatever. You know, Hungarian name. What can I say? What's going on? The Gemara says in Masechta Megillah Daf Yud Amud Beis on the pasuk we quoted: Satachas Hanatzot Yale Beroish V'Sachas Asirpad Yale Hadat V'Haya Lashem Lashem. Hashem made a name for himself. How? Zu Mikra Megillah. How did the Rav Shmuel make a name for himself? Through Mikra Megillah. Now, I don't know about you, if Hashem wanted to make a name for himself, why would he pick the one book that his name does not appear? Everybody knows Hashem's name doesn't appear in Megillah. Fine, you can ask that kasha a million terutzim. This reason, that reason, but listen to what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying that the way Hashem made a name is Mikra Megillah, but his name doesn't appear. So l'kavod, this occasion, this first time I'm saying this over, hopefully it'll come out good. We're going to say a tremendous idea how Mikra Megillah is the way the Ribbono Shel Olam makes a shame for himself. Fast forward to the final perek of Megillas Esther. Perek Yud, Pasuk Aleph. Vayasem ha-melech Achashverosh ma'as al haretz v'yei hayam. So let's get this pasuk. Achashverosh placed taxes al haretz v'yei hayam. Okay. Who cares? What's it got to do with anything? It's irrelevant, random, useless information. I care. I don't. It's bad enough to have to worry about my own taxes. Now I have to hear about Persian taxes. That's. Can you imagine? This is. What is the Megillah? Now the Megillah ends like this. Ki Mordechai HaYehudi Mishneh LeMalach HaChashverosh. He's second in command. The Gadol HaYehudim. People, you know, he's great. V'ratzoi L'Roiv Echav. Most people like him. Which is, by the way, the most you could expect for a rabbi. And, okay, that's the end of the Megillah. Ratzoi L'Roiv Echav. Everything is wonderful. Mordechai is a hero. Fine, that's the way the Megillah should end. I agree with that. But what is the penultimate message on the Megillah? What is the second to last statement of the Megillah? That Achashverosh taxed the people. Who cares? It's irrelevant. In fact, the next pasuk says, "V'chomasei sakpai gvurasei ufarashas gedulas Mordechai asher gidlei hamelech." If you want to know about the history and the palace intrigue and all the various circumstances and the context of the Purim story, sorry, you got the wrong book. Haleihem kesuvim the sefer devrei hayomim lemalchei modayu paras. You got to open up the Chronicles of Persia Media. If you really want to know the history and the background, wrong book, go to the Persian library, open up some kind of ancient document, and there you'll get the whole story. Says Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky, what's the Megillah teaching us? The Megillah is telling us that this is not a history book. There is not one detail brought in the Megillah just to give you a better understanding of the times. This is Kisvei HaKodesh. Every detail written was given to help us appreciate the Yad Hashem and the miracle. And the pasuk right before is, Achashverosh taxes the people. I mean, you can't get more irrelevant than that. And the next pasuk is, by the way, nothing here is irrelevant. So why is this in the Megillah? Asks the Brisker Rav. This is the Kasha of the Brisker Rav. This Siyata Deshmaya, we're going to give a fantastic answer. If you look at Masechta Megillah, the Gemara says on the Pasuk that Haman came, and Haman came with the following idea. To hang Mordechai al ha'etz, you ready? Three words the Megillah says. Asher heichen lai, that he prepared for him. The following two words of the Gemara capture the essence of the whole Purim story. Al ho'etz asher heichen lai, Tana, they taught, lai heichen. What does that mean? Haman thought he was preparing the gallows for himself. No, says the Gemara. Haman thought he was preparing the gallows for Mordechai, says the Gemara, lai heichen. He was preparing it for himself. Meaning, there's an extra word over here. It says, Aleitz asher heichen loy. He could have said, Aleitz asher heichen, on the tree that he prepared. Why heichen loy? The word loy is extra. Tana loy heichen. He was preparing it for himself. What does the Gemara mean? He was preparing it for himself. The Gemara is not just saying that this particular situation that Haman was making a gallows for Mordechai. No, he was really doing it for himself. What the Gemara is doing is the Gemara is outlining and bringing out that there is a hanhaga of the Ribbono Shel Olam in Megillas Esther, which is well beyond regular Hashgacha Pratis. What does that mean? Everybody knows there's something called Hashgacha Pratis. Every little prat that happens to us in our lives is the direct Yad Hashem. Okay, we're all ma'aminim b'nei ma'aminim. The Gemara actually is telling us that there is a much higher level of Hashgacha in the Megillah that is far beyond regular Hashgacha Pratis. That means the Ribbono Shel Olam is looking down from Shemayim, and the Ribbono Shel Olam is saying, Haman, listen, here's the deal. You think you're going to destroy Mordechai? I'm not just going to thwart your plans. I'm not just going to cut you off. I'm not just going to kill you. I'm going to do something even more than that. Every preparation that you do, I'm going to use that to destroy you. So you pick your poison. You do whatever you want. I'm not just going to stop it. I'm going to hijack and co-opt that to bring about your downfall. So the Vilna Gaon points out that what kind of insane plan was it that Haman wanted to hang Mordechai on gallows 50 amos tall? I mean, according to the Chazon Ish, those gallows were a good 100 feet in the air. I mean, in Bnei Brak, if they made those gallows, just in Bnei Brak, if they would make gallows in Bnei Brak, it would be, I don't know, 3 stories tall. You can't even see, right? You can't even see above 20 amos. So, I mean, it's mamish higher than, I don't know what. How you can even get Mordechai up there? Like, what kind of a crazy plan is that? You don't need to hang someone on such high gallows. So the Gra says that Haman had a very smart plan. He knew he had to capitalize on Ahasuerus's temper. So what he's going to do is, he's going to get Ahasuerus really angry at Mordechai. And at that moment, Ahasuerus is going to, okay, what should I do? Quick, fast! And he's going to see these gallows staring him in the face. He's like, okay, hang him on that. If it would have been 10 amos, 20 amos, 30 amos, maybe wouldn't have caught the attention of Ahasuerus. But if there are gallows 50 amos tall, then that's going to be the first thing Ahasuerus sees. He's going to see them and say, okay, Tulu Alav, and that's what's going to happen. So Ibn Hashem says, fool, I'm going to get Ahasuerus angry at you. And before he has a chance to think over the matter, and to decide, and to deliberate, he's like, fine! Haman is dead before we know it. So the very plans and the idea and the machination of Haman that Haman thought he was going to use to bring about Mordechai's downfall, Hashem says, no problem. You do what you want. I'll use your plan to bring about your downfall. I'll give you an example. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, the Haftarah of Parshas Vayishlach, what do we learn in Vayishlach? About the Navi Oivadiah. And Oivadiah prophesies about the downfall of Edom. And the Gemara asks, why Oivadiah? He comes from Gerim. Why should Oivadiah prophesy about the downfall of Edom? And the Gemara says that this is the following Hanhaga of the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Gemara says, Meneu be Abba, Nezel be Narga. Basically that means, from the very forest comes the handle for the axe. Which means, from where does the axe come from that chops down the forest? From that very forest, the wood will come that will produce the axe that will chop down the forest. Do you want to know who's going to prophesy about the downfall of Edom? From Edom itself will come the downfall of Edom. And the Stipler gives the following beautiful analogy. So there's a young man named Moshe Rabbeinu. Let's think about it. Where did Moshe Rabbeinu come from? So Paroi wakes up one morning. His astrologers tell him, you don't know, bad news, Paroi. There's going to be Moshe and Shal Yisrael. But don't worry, the only way to get him is you got to drown him. So Paroi says, Gevaldik, Kol Habein Hayiloid Hayo'ira Tashlichuhu. This way, we're going to bring about the downfall of the Savior of the Jewish people. Kol Habein Hayiloid Hayo'ira Tashlichuhu. Hashem says, you fool. You're going to make a gzera to destroy the Mashiach and Shal Yisrael? Guess what's going to happen? Your daughter is going to be in the Nile. She's going to see this little baby. She's going to have rachmanas on the kid. She's going to bring the kid into your house. You're going to pay for his nursery school. You're going to pay for his diapers. You're going to pay for his formula, for his bar mitzvah. You're going to pay for great adventures on Chol HaMoed. You're, when he comes home at night, you're going to say, look, you're going to train him to speak to people. And I thought of a great... Ibn Ezra says that why did Moshe grow up in the Beis Paroi? Why couldn't he grow up with the rest of Klal Yisrael? Says Ibn Ezra, this man's got to be a leader if he's going to grow up with the rest of the Jewish people. They have a slave mentality. They have a low morale. They are low people. He needs to grow up with royal bearings. After all, he has to be a king. So who's going to raise him? Paroi! Paroi thinks he's bringing about the downfall of Moshe and Shal Yisrael. Paroi is grooming the Moshe and Shal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu comes home with his tie, his top unbuttoned. He said, you're going to be a leader one day. Button that top. Make sure your tie is straight. You have to learn how to be a leader. Paroi created Moshe. You know, you got to give credit to where credit is due. I don't think we give Paroi enough credit. You know, when we talk about the Rebbes of Klal Yisrael, David, Moshe, what about Paroi? Paroi raised Moshe Rabbeinu. I mean, who paid for Moshe to go to Eretz Yisrael for the year, for his beeper, for his phone? I don't. Paroi. Paroi took care of him. If not for Paroi, we would never have had a Torah. Al ha'etz asher heichin loy, loy heichin, says a stipler. Meneu be Abba, nezel be Narga. Paroi, you think you're going to destroy Moshe and Yisrael? Paroi groomed Moshe Rabbeinu. Let me give you a few examples from the Megillah. So, it's interesting. You look in the Megillah, and the pasuk says, "Pas shegen hakisav, lehinasein das b'chol medina medina galoy l'chol ha'amim." That the text of the letter of the document that Haman sent out to destroy the Bnei Yisrael, Chas v'Shalom, it didn't exactly say what's going to happen. It just said, "Galoy l'chol ha'amim." It was revealed. Be ready for that day. For what? To do what? All the letter said was, be ready for that day. Now, the pasuk before says, V'nishloach svarim b'yad haratzim lehashmid laroik uliyabedes kol hayudim. So the Gro explains, you see, you have to understand what's going on here. Haman was afraid to send out, to put a pashkevilin everywhere, that on the 13th day of Nis, that we're going to kill the Jews. You know, you can't like give notice. By the way, on this date, in 12 months from now, we're going to slaughter all of you. So either they're going to stick up for themselves, or they're going to run away. So all the letters said were, people, be ready for that day. But for each governor of each land, to them it was sent explicitly, by the way, we're going to be Hashmed Lara Goliabed. Because the Goyin asks, how in the world were they ever able to retract those public documents? After all, Ki Kesav Asher Nichtav B'Shem HaMelech V'Nachtoy Mitab HaSamelech Ein LaHashiv. You cannot retract a letter signed by the king. Says the Goyin, you know why? Because the letter said nothing. All the letter said were, beware of the Ides of March. Get ready for that day. So now, when the tables were turned, they easily said, oh, yeah, we forgot to explain. Instead of you killing the Jews, they're going to just kill you. After all, the documents never said anything. Haman was afraid if they would say something, it would foil his plot. Little did he know, Hashem said, oh, that's your idea? We'll just flip it around. Says the guy, this is Mamish Oyem and Oira. Says the guy, so Achashverosh has a problem with his wife. His wife doesn't respect him. He sends a message. He wants her to come out. She doesn't listen. So what does the pasuk say? The pasuk says, "Va'yomer hamelech lachachamim yoidei hoitim." So Achashver sends a letter and sends to the chachamim yoidei hoitim. No question. He has a problem with his wife. Why does he need advice? Why can't he just decide the matter on his own? I mean, he can't get along with his wife, so he's asking for help from other people. He's a king, no? Well, who's he asking exactly? Pasuk continues, Ki chein devar hamelech l'chol yoidei das v'den. Says the Goyin, the pasuk's explaining why this king of the world needed to get the advice of Chachamim Yoidei Ha'itim. Because the law of the land is, the king makes the ultimate decision so long as it's not Noigea him. But when it's Noigea him, he needs to ask the advice of others. Ki chein devar hamelech. This is the law of the king. L'chol yoitzei das v'din. And what happened? Vayoimer Memuchan. Memuchan says, Yetze Dvar Malchus Melefanav. What is Yetze Dvar Malchus Melefanav? You make the call! What are you, a shoita? That you're asking advice from other people? You're the king! Change the law, it's a bad law! Yetze Dvar Malchus Melefanav. You make the decision! The doctor said, but the law is, I can't have his nagami. So change the law, Memuchan says. So Memuchan, who's Haman, tells Achashverosh, change the law. From now on, when something's Nogea you, You make the call. Thanks, Haman. Because fast forward to when Haman makes a misstep with Esther, and Ahasuerus comes in the room fuming. Vayoymer charvoyna echemezah gam hinehoes. Vayoymer hamelech teluhu alav. What do you mean? I thought kichein devar hamelech l'chol yoytzei das v'dehnan. Thank you, Memuchan. Thank you for changing the law. You know, if you went to the law book of Paras Amadai, Haman is only responsible for one edict in the history of Paras Amadai. You know what the law that Haman enacted was? When you get angry at me, don't ask anyone's advice. Just kill me right away. That was Haman's law that he enacted, Bedase Paras Amadai. Thank you, Haman. Al ha'etz asher heichen loy. You think you're preparing the tree for Mordechai? Loy heichen. Says Rav David Tevel, says the Divna Magid, that if you read the Megillah, yesh lekoifer loymar, you want to be a koifer and say, well, where's the Yad Hashem? Where's Hashem? This wasn't a miracle. That wasn't. So you say, no, the combination of seemingly innocuous events, the combination of all these various details is clearly the Yad Hashem. But still, who knows? You know, maybe it's all coincidence. So Ibn Hashem says, no, let me demonstrate my greatest control over Hanhagas Olam. Not only am I using Hashgacha Pratis, you do what you want, and I will use your efforts and your plans and your preparations to bring about whatever I need. You just carry on. You want to destroy Mashiach and Shal Yisrael? You make the Gzeirah, Kol HaBen HaYil HaYor HaTashichu, and I will use that Gzeirah to create Mashiach and Shal Yisrael. You want to destroy Klal Yisrael? You want to make a gallows for Mordechai? I'll use your gallows for you. That is incontrovertible evidence that I run the world. So the Baruch Hashem gave me matana. Listen to this. How does Megillas Esther begin? So Achashverosh brings out V'kelim, Mikelim. He's celebrating the fact that the Beis HaMikdash is not built. And he brings out the vessels of the Beis HaMikdash that the Beis HaMikdash will never be rebuilt. So I was learning Sefer Ezra. And I noticed in Sefer Ezra there's a man by the name of Ezra. And he's having a hard time building the Beis HaMikdash. So he sends word to somebody by the name of Daryavesh, who, by the way, is the son of Achashverosh and Esther. And Daryavesh says, what's the problem? You need money? And the Pasuk says in Ezra, take a look, Perek Zion, Pasuk Yotes, Umanaya di misyahavin lach lefolchan beis alakach, Hashleim kadam alaka Yushalayim. Usha'ar hashchus beis alakach. Tintain min beis ginzei malka. You need money, you need silver, you need gold, you need possessions. Whatever you need, I'm opening up the storehouses of the tax treasury, and it's all yours to rebuild the second beis hamikdash. Now, how could you not help but think, where did this new king get so much money in his tax treasury from the Tata, from Vayasem Amelech Achashverosh Mas Al Haaretz V'yei Hayam. So listen to this. The Megillah opens up that Achashverosh is celebrating that the Beis HaMikdash will never be rebuilt. By the end of the Megillah, Achashverosh has become the chief fundraiser for the second Beis HaMikdash. Achashverosh thinks that his party is celebrating Chorban. Hashem Mishamayim Yitzchak, he says, your party is celebrating Chorban? This party will kill Vashti, will make Esther be the queen, will produce a Daryavesh, who will build the second Beis HaMikdash. You think you're celebrating Chorban? You are creating the Binyan Bayis Sheni. Is there any better way for the Megillah to end. Yeah, that most Jews like Mordechai. That's the end. But the penultimate message is that while the Megillah begins, that Achashverosh is celebrating Churban by the end of the Beis HaMikdash. You know, if we saw the second Beis HaMikdash, there should be a big plaque on it. This building is brought to you by the tax collection of Achashverosh. And then another thing hit me. It says over here in the Navi that Daryavar said, oh, you need silver? Here's 100 kikar of silver. Where do you get so much silver from? Basaras alafim kikar kesef. Haman gave the Tata 1,000 kikar of kesef. So he's giving a shtickel maser to rebuild the second Beis HaMikdash. So, you know, we don't give enough credit to Haman in the construction of the second Beis HaMikdash. You know, you take, by the way, it's a rule in shul business. La'olam tikach, doesn't matter who's giving it. Achashverosh, Haman, whoever wants to help build the shul, kol hakavod, everybody's welcome. We're going to get the money anyway, so you might as well give it, you know, benedivus. That's the way the Megillah ends. Al ha'etz asher heichen loy, loy heichen. Say, interesting chiddush. You know, you look in the Megillah, Hashem's name doesn't appear. Where is the name of Hashem? Especially, the Gemara says, Hashem made a name for Himself by having Megillah Esther written, and His name doesn't appear. So I once saw something in the Shulchan Kadosh. The Shulchan Kadosh says, look at the name Yehuda, and you'll see Nefla'is. Because the name Yehuda is Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei, plus the Ois Dalet. The Ois Dalet is, we know, the Regel of HaKadosh, or the Regel, Revi of the Kisei HaKavod, the first regal is Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and the regal Revi is David. So Yehuda gives Amida to the Kisei HaKavod. In fact, when Yehuda was born, Vata Amoid Miledes, Lashon of Amida. So the word Yehuda is Yud Kei Vav Kei plus the Dalet of the fourth leg that holds up the Kisei HaKavod. So in essence, the name Yehuda is the Shem Hashem. There is one Sefer in Tanakh that Klal Yisrael, they're not called B'nai Yisrael, B'nai Yaakov. They're called Yehudim. Why is Megillas Esther, Klal Yisrael, called Yehudim? Because in Megillas Esther, we reached a new Madrega. You know what the Madrega is? Madrega is, you know, some people could reach the Madrega of Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Tamid, where Hashem's name is always in front of them. They're always cognizant that whatever happens in their lives, it's the Yad Hashem. Hashem's orchestrating everything. But through Megillas Esther, they saw so clearly that the Ribbono Shel Olam is not only orchestrating, He's able to take every plan of the Oyev and use it to bring about Yeshua. It's like it became part of our personality, that the Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Tamid became the essence of the Yid. It wasn't just Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi, it became the essence of Klal Yisrael. Memela, the greatest Sefer in Tanakh that represents the Shem Hashem, is the Sefer, not where Hashem's name is mentioned. It's where we integrated the Shem Hashem in our personality, that we became Yud Kei Vav Keinikers, Yehudim, the Hoysal Hashem Lashem. The Sefer, more than, if it just say Hashem's name, what good does it do Hashem? It says His name. But if it has nothing to do with our own lives, is that a shame for Hashem? No. More than the Chumash. And the Chumash is Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Lemar. Hashem's over there, and if I want to listen, I'm going to listen. No! Megillas Esther is the integration of Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Tamid into our personalities. If you're Mekayim Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Tamid, then you'll be Zoychatu V'Lev Toiv Mishteh Tamid. The two Tamidim go together. La Yehudim? Haisa Oira V'Simcha. When we reach the Madrega of La Yehudim, when we reach the Madrega of not just Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Tamid, but it becomes part of our personalities, we're Zoicha to the Lev Toiv Mishta Tamid. La Yehudim Hoysa Oira V'Simcha V'Sasoy Mikar. Can we suggest then that you know who the one who taught Klal Yisrael? Mishanichnas Adar Marbin V'Simcha. Omar Rabbi Yehuda! Rabbi Yehuda says, Yehuda, Yukevavke, Shivi says, Braid Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas, says the Arizal, Shilas is Rashi Tevois, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Tamid. Ah, when you become a Yehuda, when Hashem's name is not just in the document, but has become part of your personality through the avoida of his tata, of Shilas, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Tamid, then we're Zoicha Mishenichnas Adar Marbim Besimcha. Through Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Tamid, we're Zoicha to the Lev Toiv Mishte Tamid. Mar Rabboisai Matzoi Shavas Matzoi Menucha. It's a downer. The Neshama Yisera leaves. It's a very difficult thing to be mavdil from Shabbos. Rav Hudner, in the Sefer Leket Rishima, he says something, Oyem v'noira. The Gemara says in Megillah, that if you look in the beginning, it says that Mordechai wanted to be Masake in Purim, Mishte, V'simcha, V'yom Tov. And then L'basar K'siv, Mishte, V'simcha, V'ilu Yom Tov Lo Kamar. Says the Gemara, Mishte v'simcha kiblu alayu, yomtiv lo kiblu alayu. They accepted Mishte v'simcha, they did not accept a yomtiv. Now, what? You tell a yid, you're going to have a yomtiv. No, thank you. Why wouldn't they mekabel it as a yomtiv? Says Rav Hudner, b'shem chachmei emes, that Klal Yisrael knew that if we're mekabel Purim as a yomtiv, we would have to be mavdil from Purim. You would have to make Havdalah. And a Yid can never be Mavdil from Purim. It's part of our personality. The concept of Yehudim, of Yeshivisi Hashem Lenegdi Tamid, is so ingrained in us that we can never be Mavdil from Purim. Therefore, let's suggest that every Motzai Shabbos, as we take leave of Shabbos Kodesh, and it's a painful time, and it's a difficult time, how can we take leave of Shabbos? Says Ribbono Shel Olam. There's one thing in this world you never have to take leave of. Agans Yor Purim. La Yehudim Haysa Oira V'Simcha V'Sasoin V'Kar. Hadasim Mordechai V'Esther. The Limud of Purim. The Limud of Purim is Amar Rav Yehuda Brave the Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas. That a person is able to integrate the Shivisei Hashem Lenegdi Tamid, where it's not just Lenegdecha, but it's part of your personality, where we become Yehudim, where the Yudke Vovke, we see the Yad Hashem, not only Hashgacha Pratis, where we see the Ribbono Shel Olam said, you're afraid of this president, I'll give you this president, and it'll be the best that Klal Yisrael ever had. Don't worry, it doesn't matter who's in charge. I control everything. Ala Eitz Asher Heichen, Loi Heichen. That's the ultimate Simcha. So Shetako B'Zoicha, B'Maitzai Menucha, La Yehudim, Haisa Oira, V'Simcha V'Sasa Mekar. Let me be the first to wish you Mishenechnas Adar, Marben V'Simcha, Afrei Lechem Purim, V'Shol B'Zoicha, Leif Toiv Mishta Tamid, Agut Tavach. Thank you so much.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.